This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It looks like our nearly record drought is continuing into the fall, and we are likely going to have some issues in some areas with planting wheat. The long-range forecasts are showing a probable dry October. The forecast does have a little chance of rain, and hopefully by the time you hear this, that chance will have increased. But it will take a whole lot of rain to soak our soils at this point. Not only do we have dry topsoil, all the subsoil moisture is gone as well. This gives hopeful wheat and cover crop planters just a few possible options. Option 1 is to dust in the wheat. This is where farmers will plant the seeds in dry soils at normal planting depths, and planting dates in the hope that eventually will rain to germinate. It isn't a good idea to plant the seeds shallow when dusting in, as it could lead to winter kill later on. Instead of cutting back on seeding rates when dusting in, the rates need to be increased to make up for the likely late germination. Fungicides become more important as well, because the seed will be exposed in the soil longer than normal. Dusting in has a few risks with it. One is if in parts of the field have just enough moisture to get a seed germination, or a very light rain germinates the field, but then dry conditions return. Once the coleopeptide gets above the soil surface, the seedling will need some moisture to survive. If we get a seed germinating rain, but then nothing afterwards, the seed could end up dying. Though still well below average, some areas have gotten at least some amount of rain, and might have some subsoil moisture. Option 2 is to plant the seed deeper than normal and into the moisture. The main risk of deeper planting is the coleopeptide might run out of energy before the soil surface, resulting in poor emergence across the field. This risk is going to be made much worse if a hard rain crusts the soil over before emergence. Some varieties deal better with deeper planting, and it would be logical to assume that bigger seeds will fare better. Deeper planted seedling rate should increase slightly as well to compensate for poor emergence and also less tillering later on. Generally, 3 inches is the maximum advisable planting depth, but less than 2 is ideal. Personally, I think option 3 might be the best in many locations. Just wait and see if it ever rains. Of course, if the rains return and stick around, it could keep the planter out of the field, but will take a lot more rain to saturate our soils now. Delayed planting will result in fewer tillers and fall growth, so like the other options, seeding rates need to be increased, up to a maximum of 50% more than usual. Planting all the way up to mid-November is not uncommon around here. Fortunately, we have a little more time in this part of Kansas and Missouri than in the rest of the state, so we can wait a little longer to see if the rains return. No matter what option is made, seed treatments are going to be more important and seeding rates might need to be increased. N-ferrophosphorus fertilizer is a good idea, just like late planted wheat, but caution when adding nitrogen or potassium as these are salts. Technically, we are just now in the optimal planting window dates of October 5th to October the 20th. The next couple of weeks are likely to be dry, but we will see how the second half of October turns out. If you have any questions about planting wheat or cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.